Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to Grey Eyes Smith, and this is The Art of Seduction. This show is brought to you by a group on allpoetry.com called Late Night Poets. We also have anthologies available on amazon.com under the same moniker, so feel free to check those out and help support these shows. That said, tonight's show is based on a contest that I ran called, it's a quote contest, and the quote goes, "Undress me with your words. Resurrect my passion with your soul. Seduce me with your brilliance, for it is your acuity I wish to devour, and your mind I wish to penetrate." And also we have some carryovers from Seduction Show on March 8th but with Pam Ray. So, and also a little bit of open poetry as well. All right, so I'm going to grab the phone lines here and check out who's here. Hello and welcome to the show, Weaver of Dreams.
Hello, Gray. I'm glad to be here.
Absolutely. I'm having a little bit of trouble hearing your voice. It's very quiet.
Okay, is that any better?
Yeah, that's a little bit better.
Okay.
Thank you for calling in.
Is that okay?
Yeah, that's better for sure.
Excellent.
All right, so I think we'll go with the carryovers from Pam first, and I will close my first one in the group. If you wouldn't mind reading this, please, Weaver.
Yes, of course, no problem. As soon as I see it, I'll get it. Dum, dum, dum. Nope, not yet. Refresh, refresh. You know I always have this problem. Oh, here we are. I got it. He's me. Bettina Schumer. On the night we met, it rained, totally drenched. Walking up to meet him, that look in his eyes devoured me. The sun came out within me. Immediately I was drawn in. He took my hand. I knew. That first touch, electric. Dark eyes, piercing. Those lips, perfect. That kiss, enticing. Thinking how we met before. Reading each other's thoughts, we came to life moving in unison, infatuated, enchanted, intoxicated, totally seduced by each other. His movements are mine. There is nothing off limits, no inhibitions. Now it only takes a thought of him. He feels my vibe, my wants, my needs. A text from him says it all. When? It's magical. Excitement builds within me, totally bewitched, hooked on each other, taking this journey together. Words are not needed. He reads me. My book is always open. To feel him close, to feel his touch deep within, the aroma of us fills me up, dripping inside me. I breathe him in. I know him. He's me. End poem.
Beautiful read, Weaver. And I really love the write, you know, when two souls become one, you know, you can feel each other's needs and wants through the electricity in the air, which is very endearing and palpable, for sure. What did you think of the write, Weaver?
It was very intense, very full of passion. And, you know, basically straightforward. They met and everything was absolutely wonderful, which is what we all want. So I think this is a beautiful piece of poetry telling everything about a relationship that makes it right and makes it real. So, yes, I totally enjoyed it. Thank you so much for sharing.
Great comment. Thank you. All right. So I'm going to post the next poem here. This is by Daniel Duchesne. Daniel Duhame, and I will give this a read. Words of a curse. What foul syllables escape your lips, casting a dark spell upon me, making my heart your prisoner? I get caught in the rapture of your eyes that stab at my soul, pricking it with enchanted lust. Incantations of obsession haunt me like an apparition that can never be broken by any prayers. I beg, release me from the shackles that bind my heart, so I may dwell upon serenity's dreams, where I will find peace from your curse. Our paths met upon a midnight, when darkness came in, like a thief in the night. End poem. And I really enjoyed it, you know, when the addiction becomes too much and you need to be freed from that, that's definitely a powerful thing. And I really enjoyed our paths met upon a midnight where darkness came in like a thief in the night. Yeah, just a wonderful poem, Daniel. Thank you for sharing. And Weaver, what are your thoughts?
Oh, yes, this is certainly something that casting a dark spell upon me, making my heart your prisoner, doesn't sound very balanced, does it really? No. I get caught in the rapture of your eyes that stab my soul, pricking it with enchanted lust. Yes, that is very, very intense and beautifully written. And I can feel all it would feel like to be as if you don't have a free will, as if you've got shackles around you. So I thought it was beautifully written and full of emotion. And thank you so much for sharing that with us, Daniel. It was enjoyable.
Absolutely. Great comment. Thank you, Weaver. Okay, so I've got the next poem up, if you would mind, please.
Yeah. Just give me a moment. Oh, got it. Oh, my. That was quick. It's Forgotten Dreams, Peaked. His soft voice whispers for me, like orisons muttered to a moonlit sky, and I turn to see the even crescent of smiling teeth, a feathery laugh caught on sunshine mouth. I drown in the deep mocha cups of his eyes, letting sweet chocolate melt between incisors, while drinking in the curve of jaw, the slope of shoulders, length of strong arms. Fingers hungrily stroke silken skin that burns with an icy heat against mine, as warm woodsy breath washes over me like hiking through a balsam fir forest. Dark lashes brush my star-speckled cheeks, as searing lips meet in a burst of flavors. Savory memories nip at vermilion borders. Honeyed Sunday afternoon roll past tongue, tangy togetherness blending now with forever. End poem.
Beautiful read. And she wrote to prompt 12 of Pam's contest. I tasted forever on his tongue, felt a lifetime in his touch, and saw eternity in his eyes. And so that was just beautiful. I thought she captured the prompt quite wonderfully. And I really enjoyed the opening. His soft voice whispers for me like orisons muttered to a moonlit sky. And I turn to see even the crescent of smiling teeth, a feathery laugh caught on sunshine mouth. I mean, you know, that's just an epic intro. And then, you know, the penultimate stanza, dark lashes brush my star-speckled cheeks as searing lips meet in a burst of flavors. Savory memories nip at vermilion borders. Honeyed Sunday afternoons roll past tongue, tangy togetherness, blending now with forever. Yeah, just beautiful. I like the whole right throughout. What did you think, Weaver?
Oh, for me, that the stanza that really gripped me was, because I thought it was beautifully written, was fingers hungrily stroke silken skin that burns with an icy heat against mine, as warm woodsy breath washes over me like hiking through a balsam fir forest. That's just beautiful. That just rolls off the tongue. The alliteration is absolutely wonderful. The whole thing is beautifully written. And I did like the title, Peaked. It's very good. So, yes, thank you so much for sharing that with us. It was wonderful.
Absolutely. Great comment. Thank you. All right. So I'm going to post the next poem here. I'll check the phone lines real quick here. All right. Looks like it's just me and you, Weaver.
Fine by me, babe.
All right. Yeah, absolutely. So this is called Through the Heather, and it's by the average white man. Ends without true beginnings, commitment without weddings, love without endings. A keen northwesterly gale dishevels us as our fingers entwine on our short climb through the heather and to the shelter. The wind bites our reddened cheeks, but we don't notice the weather. Once inside, I waste not a moment before my lips are pressed irrevocably to yours, to your luscious parted petals. Utterly, irresistibly divine you are to me. You're back against a cold wall of thoughts, but you feel only the heat between two lost lovers, locked in an embrace of exploring fingers and probing mouths, searching, tasting, and savoring. Like this is our final meal. Strong, rough hands slide through your locks into your scalp. Tingles chase dragons up spines through hidden pathways in our minds to these eyes, overwhelmed by a touch so sublime. Chests heaving like geysers, ready to burst forth in a glorious chorus of carnal lust, fueled by surging waves of love. Open the floodgates. We can hold back no longer. I only truly found myself when I lost myself in you. And in his author's notes, he says, I think it has a Wuthering Heights feel to it. As always, the poem is based on personal experience of a passionate moment in a clifftop shelter. Well, what a beautiful moment to share. And I thought he captured the moment quite eloquently. You know, he really has a descriptive nature to his right, and the flow was wonderful. So beautiful job. Thank you for that, average white man. And what are your thoughts, Weaver?
Well, you read that beautifully, and it was a treat to listen to. Yes, this, it's great if you have this kind of memories to look back on and to use as fuel for your poetry. I think experience itself is a wonderful thing. You know, you can make things up. Everybody's got an imagination, but to actually be able to call on memories and use them, I think is really great, because it gives that certain, I don't know, je ne sais quoi, that certain intenseness that you wouldn't get otherwise. So I thought this was beautifully written, and it was very, very sexy, very sensual, and I liked it a lot. Thank you so much for sharing.
Great comment. Thank you, Weaver. Okay, so I have the next poem up. If you wouldn't mind giving that a read, please, Weaver.
Yes, of course. I just have to get it. Forever moment. Yeah, yeah, got it. Forever moment. Crystal and Garnet have been dating for over 6 months. Finally, they decided to go on a real date. Garnet decided he would prepare dinner. Crystal was on time, and was she wowed by the ambiance of the place. The smell was incredible. It was a blue and white affair. Garnet did not waste any time. Immediately he led her to the dance floor, dancing to Keith's Sweat, I Want to Tease. He then led her to the table. He served her creme of pumpkin soup, then lemon rosemary garlic chicken with baked potatoes, with a chilled bottle of Merlot. He left the table for the sofa. Crystal started to thank him for dinner and gave him a kiss. The kiss felt magical, and she did not want to stop. "Don't stop," Crystal said. He played with her tongue as if he were playing a beautiful cello. The more he played, the more she craved. She made a wide variety of tones, warm low pitches to higher notes. They were now wrestling on the floor, as bare as you dare, touching, feeling, tasting, making a lifetime of memories, right then and there. The role played their favorite movie, Dirty Dancing, enjoying each other's sweet offerings. They ended the night dancing lambada in a crescendo of beautiful sounds. End poem.
Great read. And I really enjoyed the write. You know, it was very descriptive and engaging throughout. You could see all this as the scenes rolled through. And he played with her tongue as if he were playing with a beautiful cello. The more he played, the more she craved. She made a wide variety of tones, warm low pitches to higher notes. They were now wrestling on the floor, bare as you dare, feeling, tasting, making a lifetime of memories right then and there. Yeah, just a stunning, stunning write, and beautifully read, Weaver. What did you think of the poem?
Oh, I thought it was lovely. I love the fact that we're taken through every minutiae of the evening. I thought that was wonderful, up to and to the point where they sat down to eat and what they ate and what they drank. I thought that was just, I liked the way it was set so that you could visualize exactly what was going on. So, yes, I thought it was well done. I really enjoyed it. I liked that I gave him a kiss. The kiss felt magical, and you did not want to stop. "Don't stop," Crystal said. I thought that was just so sweet. So, yes, beautifully written. Crystal and Garnet obviously having a wonderful time. So thank you so much for sharing that with us, Talia.
Great comment. Thank you, Weaver. I'm coming to post the next poem here. And this is called The Hands of Time by Keith Palethorpe. And if I can get it to go, there we go. The Hands of Time by Keith Palethorpe. I saw magic in her hands, dark, sensual rapture. The flower of her youth was mine to grasp and capture. The fragrance of her hair was all my head could handle. How could this dream be drawn to me as moth to a candle? I dared not speak her name or feared to break the moment, and yet she spoke to me of matters above comment. Our lips touched in a space where never human entered. My universe revolved. The world was newly centered. If ever time stood still, this was the very instance. It may be standing still, though I'm standing at a distance. End poem. And I really enjoyed the imagery and the metaphors. You know, it's a sensual rite, and, you know, you can feel the tease and being captured from a distance. So a wonderful write, Keith, and thank you for sharing. And what did you think, Weaver?
Oh, this was a very sweet and sensual write. I really enjoyed it. The fragrance of her hair was all my head could handle. How could this dream be drawn to me as a moth to a candle? Lovely, I like that. Our lips touched in a space where never human entered. My universe resolved. The world was newly centered. Yes, I think it's beautiful. I think it really is. They seem to be meant to be together. It seems a different awful lot's been put in the way. But yes, I thought it was lovely. I really enjoyed it, and it was very well written, and I liked the rhyming too. So thank you, Keith, for sharing.
Absolutely. Great comment. Thank you. All right, so we have one more here from Pam's show. And this is called A Midnight Visit by Bookworm Dave. If you wouldn't mind giving this a read, please, Weaver.
Yes, of course, no problem. Just let me get it. I'll go back to this other page and let's see if this one will... Oh, yes, I've got it, A Midnight Visit. This is always a difficult part for me, finding the blasted poetry. Here we are, A Midnight Visit. No, 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 it was not Christmas Eve. No trees, but maybe a presence. Her scent woke me from my sleep. It was close to midnight, unusual to be asleep this early, but it was midterms, starting Monday. It was Friday night. Frost covered the window. Looking out, I saw winter come back, came back. She did too, with her warm coat over her, hiding her silky white lingerie. It fit her well, and being groggy, I was confused. Maybe it was the booze. We just said goodbye 2 hours ago. But her return was delivered like the pizza next door, room service, but I did not order this. I was not going to refuse it either. Knowing the night has a thousand eyes, my fro was just starting their nights. They would be coming back in a few hours. It was just us. Two lonely souls in a wintry night in late February, whispering, it's your birthday. I have something for you. A present I did not want but never asked for. Her body was more than just a kiss and a wish. It was a dream come alive as she snuggles next to me, kissing me with her sweet as wine lips. No makeup for this night. It was us as we knew each other, naked and vulnerable. With the soft flickering of candles and the sound of soft rock, eventually it would be us with softer silk whimpers, pleasure and love, with the light we made love. Her voice in the dark gave my heart a glow. Our night was moving away from friendship and becoming more. That cold February night, midterms were forgotten about that Saturday. We decided we needed to be us. As the eyes watched her leave with me in the morning for breakfast, lunch, and hanging out in my room, playing music and snuggling. Who needed sports or other opiates of their undergraduate years? We had one another. But that time is all we needed or wanted. It was a happy birthday that February day, with spring break coming close, but first the midterm exams. So long, my forgotten friend, a midnight visitor. End poem.
Well, amazing read. And I really enjoyed the poem. You know, it had a excellent storyline to it that captivated your imagination. And, you know, maybe it was the booze. We just said goodbye 2 hours ago, but her return was delivered like a pizza next door, room service, but I did not order this. I was not going to refuse it either. I enjoyed that. You know, when a birthday gift like that walks up to your door, you know, what can you do but say, come in, please. Absolutely beautiful. And what did you think, Weaver?
Oh, I agree. I mean, that's something everybody wants knocking at their door at that time of night. Fabulous. I thought it was very well written. It gave us the whole feeling of slight reluctance, because I think perhaps a little bit shy, a little bit worried. But then it was a case of, well, who cares, let's go for it, which I thought was wonderful as well. I liked it. I liked the fact that it was unexpected. But for all that, it was lovely, kissing me with sweet as wine lips. No makeup for this night. It was us and we knew each other, naked and vulnerable. Yes, that's a very, very well-written poem, and I really enjoyed it. So thank you so much, Bookworm Dave.
Absolutely. Great comment. Thank you. Okay, so I'm going to post the next poem here. And this one has a SoundCloud. This is from my contest. And the quote again is, undress me with your words, resurrect my passion with your soul, seduce me with your brilliance, for it is your acuity I wish to devour, and your mind I wish to penetrate. So that's the gist of this poem. And he has a SoundCloud, so I'll play that. Oh, hold on. Okay, here we go.
what lies beneath. Misty landscapes, besotted rail, zigzag jaywalk, glide towards lighthouse flags. Your restful breath foghorn beguiles. Invisible siren call urges. I walk on water, unafraid to fall. Come closer, my love. Ship in peril, I'll save you. Guide you to my cloistered cove. Moist, misty enclave to rest your weary hull. Let your white-capped reason be unrushed. Hush, my albatross weary seafarer. You search the seven seas, intercepted soft siren calls. Deeper meander into misty landscape, mind's quick. Determined zigzag crawl towards lighthouse flank. What lies beneath, list of my scented isle treasure. Conch shells, cadent spell caught you, gently pried open, wisdom's pull glistened. Listen, the way to a woman's heart is soulful sentience. Acuity accrued, ukulele naivete replaced with deep cello resonance. Our wise whispering black volcanic sand barks anchored my root chakra. Seven islands calibrated my energetic center. Mist undone by insightful sun. Conquest of paradise. Sweet scented from Jatani bliss. Poignant quiver of hibiscus daemon. Drink deep, O honey bird. Drink deep.
Wow, an amazing SoundCloud. And, you know, this is written with his usual flair and read in his normal tact, which is deeply engaging. You know, he has a wonderful reading voice. But, you know, come closer, my love, ship in peril, I'll save you, guide you to my cloistered cove, moist, misty enclave, to rest your weary hull, let your white-capped reason be unrushed. And then, you know, mist undone by insightful sun, conquest of paradise, sweet-scented frangipani bliss, poignant quiver of hibiscus stamen, oh honeybird, drink deep. That was a fantastic last stanza. So what did you think, Weaver?
Yes, I like that last stanza very much. But I like the way he basically... this is a boat in peril. This is his love in peril, and he is going to make sure nothing happens, which I thought was wonderful. I think you already read this one. Come closer, my love, ship in peril, I'll save you. But it was lovely. But also you had that first stanza, which for me, with the picture that was just above it, misty landscapes, besotted rail, zigzag jaywalking, glide toward lighthouse flanks. Your restful breath foghorn beguiles. Invisible siren call urges. I walk on water, unafraid to fall. Yeah, that was lovely. That's basically him going to where it's safe, which I think is a very good idea. I thought it was beautifully written. And so thank you very much for sharing, Eric.
Great comment. Thank you. All right. So I'm going to grab the next poem here. And if you wouldn't mind reading this for me, please, that would be great.
Yes, of course. As you know, I'll have to refresh to find it. Nope, still not got it.
No. Okay, here we go.
I've got it. Okay. You know what happens? I have to go from the page I'm on to another page before I can open them up. It's so odd. Maybe it's okay. Okay, this is I Hear You by Bettina Shumo. I love that name. I hang on to it all, the infatuation, the longing, the love, the wordplay, seducing me without a touch. The beauty of you amazes me. Eyes watching your lips move, the fine lines about your mouth, the sparkle in your eyes. They speak to me, speaking my name. I am naked in my desires. I taste your words, swallowing all of them. They paint a picture of us. Hear me. I am the one you crawl to, the one you devour. What more can I say? I am your motivation, your zen, the one you lust for, the one you speak to. Diving into our thoughts, taking and giving, we move in unison, totally aware of the other, knowing the meaning behind your penetration. I'm here for you in this game of foreplay, game of words, me in my glory, you in your boldness. The sun rises. End poem.
Wow, beautiful read. And I really enjoyed the poem, you know. It really has the feeling of lust and desire, you know, that you get without seducing, without a touch. And the beauty of you amazes me. Eyes watching your lips move, the fine lines about your mouth, the sparkle in your eyes. They speak to me, speaking my name. I am naked in my desires. How wonderful is that? You know, when somebody's presence just strips you naked in your desires and leaves you wanting more. So just a wonderful write, Bettina. What are your thoughts, Weaver?
Oh, yes, I agree entirely. It was just, you could feel the passion. You could actually, you know, it was there. And it was so nice to read, so smooth. And that really, that I enjoy that a lot when it's, that I don't make a fool of myself by stuttering over a word, which I did once and I apologize for, but I do my best. But I like, I taste your words, swallowing all of them. They paint a picture of us. Hear me, I am the one you crawl to, the one you devour. Yes, beautifully written and full of passion, which is wonderful. So thank you so much for sharing.
Great comment, thank you. All right,
like
so I'm going to grab the mic.
I hear a voice.
I'm sorry?
I hear a voice.
I like
this. I do too.
I thought it
Hi,
was
Phil.
Excellent. Like, very well done. Hi, guys.
Hi, love.
Hi.
Hi.
I think if I had a little net, maybe I was okay. You're snoring, isn't it? But I thought this had a lot of great lines throughout the poem itself. And I love the last stanza, diving into our thoughts, taking and giving. We move in unison, totally aware of the other, knowing the meaning behind your penetration. I'm here for you in this game of foreplay, game of words, me and my glory, you and your boldness, the sun rises. I thought that was a neat way to end it. I loved it. So well done, and thanks for sharing. So anyway, how are you guys tonight?
Wonderful. How are you?
It's nice to hear your voice.
Well, you know, I know I've been kind of missing in action lately, but it's been rough. It's been rough. So,
what are you doing?
I took a nap, and I woke up, and I said, wow, it's kind of cold outside tonight. Maybe I'll check out The Art of Seduction and figure it warm me up a little bit. So,
yeah, well, we'll do that for you. Don't you worry. I hope so, anyway.
I'm sure of that. The lively bunch we have around, so it's all wonderful.
Oh, yes. They are wonderful, aren't they? So much fun.
Yes. Absolutely.
Well, thanks for joining us, Phil. So I posted the next poem. This is by Titus Luen, and it's called Two Poets Paired with Words.
Two poets paired with words. What's love to have me place the what's and why's? To have her eyes diverted, no surprise. To have me place my hands, our bodies wise, our nipple so delightfully connects, upon that semi-stage of thoughts erect, sticks out his neck with what ifs I detect. A waiting game has finished what was meant, to have indulged upon me with intent. A massive game was this upon our sides. There's nothing more inviting, open wide the mind of any woman who'd have dared a test against, to have our interests shared. 'Tis not to have our meal too late, then drink, I'd not sit down to write. Now let me think.
Amazing read. And I really enjoyed his poem, you know. It definitely has his signature of his writing style in it. And, you know, I enjoyed, to have indulged upon me with intent, a massive gain was this upon our side. There's nothing more inviting, open wide, the mind of any woman who'd have dared a test against, to have our interest shared. 'Tis not to have our meal too late, then drink, and not sit down to write. Now let me think. And it's just a wonderful write. And his picture has a quote in it that says, my love for you is a journey, starting at forever and ending at never. So just a beautiful poem. What are your thoughts, Weaver?
Oh, yes, it was very, certainly full of passion. And I enjoyed it very much. At the end of the poem, underneath is a picture, and underneath that there are some lovely women on this site. Had I said or not, I'll be damn well right. TL. That's lovely.
Yeah.
I like that. Yeah, how cute. So yes, I thought this was beautifully written. It was fun as well as being sexy. I liked that a lot. The mind of any woman who have dared a test against, to have our interests shared, is not to have our meal too late, then drink and not sit down to write. Now, let me think. Yeah, very enjoyable. Thank you so much, Tychus Llewellyn. I enjoyed it very much.
Great comment. Thank you. And Phil, what are your thoughts?
Well, I have a couple. I thought this was a really well-penned piece by Tychus. It's a little different than what I'm used to seeing from him. But I thought it was a warm and passionate write, and I thought his thoughts were very well expressed. And I have to say that this, the stanza, a massive game was this upon our side. There's nothing more inviting, open wide. The mind of any woman who'd have dared a test against, to have our interests shared. 'Tis not to have our meal too late, then drink, and not sit down to write. Now let me think. I thought there was a great ending to this, and I thought it was just very well done, and it was very much Tychus, but very different than what I'm used to seeing from him. And I thought he did a great job. Mm-hmm.
Excellent comment, Phil. Thank you. All right, so I have the next write-up. If you wouldn't mind reading that, please, Phil.
Mwah. Let me see if I can find it. You know, nothing ever works right when I need it to. You're going to make me read Selena's work? Oh, my God. I don't know if I can. It's getting all frazzled. Okay. To heaven and beyond. In my solitary reverie, I am lured by thoughts of you, as with your exquisite eloquence of poesy, you woo, stroking my skin softly as your voice caresses, until the utmost depth of my desire it possesses. With its arousing kiss, my veils slip away. I bare myself, imagining that next to me you lay. Your sirenesque soul's an aphrodisiac which allures my entire being as my rising passion it ensures, leaving me breathless for your provocative presence as you awaken my hunger with your heady essence. Within your charismatic incantations, I am captured for the artist in you beguiles until I ache to be in rapture. Only talent interests a woman of taste, say women who are discerning. Thus the mere idea of your brilliance fills me with yearning. Though you are not next to me, I feel my body respond. Your vision and ingenuity take me soaring to heaven and beyond. whispering in my ear, your words so evocative and divine, which seem to bring you closer until you become only mine. End poem.
Well, beautiful read, Phil. And I really enjoyed the poem. You know, it really takes you through this woman's moment of longing and desire for her man who whispers to her in her mind. And, you know, within your charismatic incarnations, I am captured, for the artist in you beguiles until I ache to be enraptured. I mean, she's got an amazing rhyme scheme throughout this, right, which is fantastic. And, you know, it's definitely an evocative and sensual, right, filled with passion and desire. What did you think, Weaver?
That was a brilliant read, by the way. Well done. Yes. I liked it a lot. Obviously, I liked it a lot. It just, as you say, the rhyming is incredible. A-A-B-B-C-T. It just, I liked it a lot. In my solitary reverie, I am lured by thoughts of you, as with your exquisite eloquence of poesy you woo, stroking my skin softly as your voice caresses, until the utmost depth of my desire it possesses. Yes. It's just very sweet, very sensual, and all I would expect from Arstelina. Just wonderful. Thank you again, my dear. It was a pleasure to have that read.
Absolutely. Great comment. Thank you. And Phil, what are your thoughts?
You know, I like this poem a lot. I really did. I got a little nervous when I saw the Stelina. You know, I didn't know if I could hold a candle to it, but it was a very easy read. It just flowed nicely. So I thought it was beautifully done and very well expressed. I love the rhyme and meter, and I have to say I like this last stanza here. Only talent interests a woman of taste, say women who are discerning. Thus the mere idea of your brilliance fills me with yearning. Though you are not next to me, I feel my body respond. Your vision and ingenuity take me soaring to heaven and beyond. You know, whispering in my ear, your words so evocative and divine, which seem to bring you closer until you become only mine. I just thought it was great. So wonderful job, Stelina. You know, as always, I have to say that. Just excellent. Thanks for sharing with us all.
Wonderful comment, Phil. Thank you. Okay, I've got the next poem up, and this is by Sapphire Rose, and it's called Nonverbal Expression, and she has a SoundCloud, so I will play that.
Nonverbal Expression. Words, sweet nothings perceived in the heat of the moment, when the moon is high in the sky, where stars dance and sway under the guise of tranquility. Candlelight illuminates glistening perfection, two bodies flawlessly aligned and bathed in midnight. Verbal expression is not needed. Our ecstasy-filled breaths, the only sound penetrating through the darkness. We love in silence, and the only expression desired is the physical communication between souls. End poem.
Wow. What a beautiful read, and such a wonderful, right, where stars dance and sway under the guise of tranquility, candlelight illuminates glistening perfection, two bodies flawlessly aligned and bathed in midnight. And then the penultimate stanza, we love in silence, the only expression desired is the physical communication between two souls. And I mean, you know, that's as loud as it gets right there when two bodies are communicating between, you know, their connection is through their bodies and they don't need a verbal expression. So just a wonderful, right, Sapphire? Beautifully done. What are your thoughts, Weaver?
So lovely. I mean, so beautifully written and just flowed wonderfully as well. It was just, I mean, you know, you're looking for perfection, you have it here. You know, these are two beautiful creatures, flawless, bathed in midnight. They don't need to speak, they just love. So I think that's about as perfect as it gets. All this talking gets you nowhere. So
amen.
So yes, very, very lovely, and I really enjoyed it. Thank you, Sapphire Rose. Beautifully done.
Great comment. Thank you. And Phil, what are your thoughts?
I agree with everything that Weaver said. You know, I mean, it's a beautiful piece. And there's a lot of truth to that. You know, sometimes less is more. You don't need to talk. You don't need to talk about this. Let's you know, just express it, you know, in the right ways. You know, I mean, it's all good, but sometimes, you know, silence is golden. Verbal expression is not needed. Our ecstasy-filled breaths, the only sound penetrating through the darkness. We love in silence, the only expression desired in the physical communication between souls. I love that. I thought that was beautiful. It's been a while since I've seen some of Sapphire's work, and this is just as wonderful as I remember. Just beautifully done. And thanks for sharing, Sapphire Rose.
Absolutely. Great comment. Thank you. Okay, I've got the next poem up. This is called That Special Night by CRL17. I just want the fairy tale romance, cut red roses, starry night, silver moonlight, champagne kisses, tropical breezes, minus all the clothes, end poem. I enjoyed that. You know, for brevity, it was impactful, full of romance and desire, and I really liked that penultimate sentence with minus all the clothes. Just brilliant. What are your thoughts, Weaver?
it caught me by surprise. That was so cool. I love when that happens. Hello, what's happening here? It started off so, oh, you know, how sweet is this? I just want the fairy tale romance. Cut red roses, starry night. That'll do for me. Sounds lovely. And then minus all the clothes. Nice one. So clever. So damn clever. I really liked it. I love when I'm hit from the side and not expecting it. It's so well done. So thank you, CRL17. It's beautifully done.
Wonderful comment, Weaver. Thank you. And Phil, what are your thoughts?
Well, you know, I thought it was a great piece by CRL, a wonderful brevity. You know, it has everything, you know, all the wonders in this little, you know, fairy tale stories, you know. They're always so kind of innocent, you know, when the fairy tales end. And I think that, you know, he picked out some of the best things and hell, minus all the clothes. There you go. Now we've stepped into adulthood. I liked it. I really did. I thought it was a great piece. Well done.
Absolutely. Great comment, Bill. And so I'm going to grab the next poem here. And this is by our wonderful Weaver of Dreams. And she has a SoundCloud.
Oh, you know her. Watch her.
Absolutely.
Oh, dear. Oh, no. Be kind.
Here we go.
You can only ever be words on a screen. We cannot touch. Only express how much we long to feel, to taste, and hear, experience it all. I'm not exactly unhappy with my normal daily life. Perhaps I'm merely a little bored at times. Night falls, there's a message from him. Stars shine with intense light. Jasmine scents the air. Oh, I bought a new room freshener. I forgot. He types, "Hello, sweetness. I need you. Why so far away? Come closer. Put your hand on the screen. There. Can you feel the heat you generate in me?" I felt a jolt like electricity, but that might have only been static. It's so funny. Spoiling the mood much? Sorry, my lovely girl. Only trying to make you smile. I sense you're unhappy. Not unhappy, frustrated perhaps. My body misses something it never had. You. I feel it too. My heart beats faster. My fingers as I type seem to touch your soft skin. And somehow, there's the smell of jasmine in the air. At this I gasp. How can he smell the same scent as I do? He could if he was in the same house. No. I quietly walk downstairs to find James on his laptop. When he sees me, he looks guilty as hell. Still smelling jasmine, James? What? You're not... Oh yes, I am.
I cry, he cries. Then we make love as if it was for the first time.
Well, beautiful read. And I like your humor that you put in your poem as well. Oh, I bought a new room freshener. I forgot. Yeah, that's fantastic. But, you know, you can feel the passion and the desire that, you know, is between you two on this right. You know, it's definitely engaging and palpable. You can see the passion in your words. I cry, he cries, then we make love as if it was for the first time. Just a beautiful poem, Lever. Thank you for sharing. And Phil, what are your thoughts?
Oh, Weaver, I love this one. I really did. I love the first touch of humor when you said, where is it? Oh, I bought a new room freshener. I forgot. I started laughing because I was like, okay, we're gonna have a touch of humor here. And as you're going down, I'm going, okay. But then when you said, where is it? At this, I gasped. How can he smell the same scent as I did? He could if he was in the same house. No. And then it went down, and I thought, oh, how sweet is this, you know? Beautiful rekindling of a relationship and reaching out to one another. I can't think of the name of the song, right? Can you help me out here?
Yeah, it's in my head, too, and I can't remember it either.
I
like Walks in the Moonlight. I can't remember it.
The one. And I could hear that in the back of my mind going, mm-hmm. And I just thought this was just well done, and I thought it was great. I really did. I enjoyed it. So wonderful job. And, yes, I took that whole, you know, the last two couplets and the stanza in between. I liked them both. I liked it all. I really did. I thought that it was just really well done. And, if I cry, he cries, then we make love. As if it was for the first time. I thought that was just a fabulous way to end it. You know, beautiful couplet at the end.
Thank you. I was going to have her murder him, but I thought that might spoil the mood.
No, that's another night. That's not on Wednesdays. Wednesdays, we don't kill anybody.
Exactly.
Well,
that's what I thought.
Well, you know, that's up in the air, too. You know, sometimes, you know, shit happens. But anyway, great job. Loved it.
Thank you.
And would you like to say anything about your poem, Weaver?
No, just that I thought I was going to do my usual dark turn, and I thought, no, that's not nice. We won't kill anybody tonight. We'll just let them have some fun instead. So I escaped being a murderer for a change, which was very nice.
Yeah. Great comment. Thank you. All right. So I'm going to grab the next poem here. And if you wouldn't mind giving this a read, please, Weaver, that would be great.
Yes, happy to. Just my usual buzz over. Oh, dearie me. Why is my life never easy? I must have done something terrible in my youth. Oh, I did. It was great fun. Okay, found it. Damn it, Dave. Intellectual seduction. Seduce me with your intellect. Show me your naked mind. Let your words be the architect to passion unconfined. Bewitch me with your eloquence. Undress me with wordplay. And lust shall be your recompense, a price I'll gladly pay. Let wisdom be your phallus, and I'll cede complete control. Seduce me with your intellect and penetrate my soul. End poem.
Well, beautiful read. And that's a powerful poem on the prompt. You know, it really captures the essence of that quote quite wonderfully. Seduce me with your intellect. Show me your naked mind. Let your words be the architect to passion unconfined. I mean, that's just beautiful. I mean, you know, that pretty much captures the prompt right there. But then he goes on to let wisdom be your ballast and I'll cede complete control. Seduce me with your intellect and penetrate my soul. Yeah, just a beautiful poem. For such a shorty, that was great. What did you think, Weaver?
I thought it was wonderful. I really did. I couldn't help it. I couldn't help putting on the double entendre voice. It had to be because it was so well written. Bewitched. I couldn't even say it now. Bewitch me with your eloquence and dress me with wordplay. And lust shall be your recompense, a price I'll gladly pay. Very well done. I wonder if he practiced that in front of the mirror. Damn it, Dave, you did it again. It was absolutely wonderful. Thank you so much. Made me smile.
Great comment, Weaver. Thank you. And Phil, what are your thoughts?
Oh, I love this poem. I did. It was a wonderful brevity. And we all know, I'm kind of partial to rhymes. But this had a wonderful rhyme to it. It had it just said so much. Each stanza stood on its own. Seduce me with your intellect. Show me your naked mind. Let your words be the architect of to passion unconfined. So the first stanza and the last stanza and the middle stanza, I mean, how could you go wrong? They were all wonderful. Let wisdom be your phallus and I'll cede complete control. Seduce me with your intellect and penetrate my soul. It was just wonderful. So Dave, as Weaver has said, damn it, Dave, you've done it again. I like it very much. Thanks for sharing.
Great comment. Thank you. All right, Phil, I've got the next one up, if you wouldn't mind, please.
For me? You got it. Let me just hit this button here so I don't lose this comment. Otherwise, I'd be very upset. Okay, so let me try it this way. Robert Pulaski. Undressing with Words by Robert Pulaski. I will disrobe you with unabashed words. Open the drapes in the darkened room. Undress your mind with my probing eyes. Peek past the walls bounding your thoughts. Caress your tension and counter your throbs. Show you the glimpse of the paradise lost. I will devour you with my prurient mind. Watch your eyes twinkle. Will impel you crazy. Is seep enthralled into your core. Deep penetrate you in all hidden places, in those concealed camouflage quarters where ordinary words are forbidden. Want to crawl inside you and stay there forever. Read your moan verses as fingers explore. Extract your juices with my probing tongue. Draw maps on you with this dissecting hands. Thirst to ingest all your lusting moans. Write alive poems of the ardent ache. I want to own you a bit by bit, make dirty verbs escape your lips, make you mean every word you speak, intend to jiggle you like the earthquake, outstretch my thrust deep into your nose cave, reverberating around and round, once you be sure of craving no more, make you believe of no better end. And poem.
Well, beautiful read, Bill. And I really enjoyed the poem. I thought he captured the essence of the prompt quite wonderfully, especially with that opening stanza. I will disrobe you with unabashed words, open the drapes in a darkened room, undress your mind with my probing eyes, peek past the walls, bounding your thoughts, caress your tension, encounter your throbs, show you the glimpse of paradise lost. Just a beautiful first stanza. And then also an ultimate stanza. I want to own you bit by bit. Make dirty verbs escape your lips. Make you mean every word you speak. Intend to jiggle you like the earthquake. Outstretch my thrust deep into your rose cave, reverberating around and around. Want you to be sure of craving no more. Make you believe of no better end. When a mind can penetrate somebody's mind, that's a wonderful thing. So I thought it was a beautiful write and a fantastic read, Bill. What did you think, Weaver?
Oh, yes. It had shades of something a little... I don't know where I'm getting that, but it was coming to me. It's coming to me through the ether. But I like the second stanza. I will devour you with my prurient mind. Watch your eyes twinkle will impel you crazy. Will seep enthralled into your core, deep penetrate you in all hidden places. Yeah, I thought that was beautiful. The whole thing was very, very interesting, very sensual, with an awful lot of passion going on. And I thought it was lovely. And his first two lines, I will disrobe you with unabashed words, open the drapes in a darkened room. I thought that was a lovely, lovely start. So thank you for sharing, Robert.
Great comment. Thank you. And Phil, what did you think of the poem that you read?
Well, you know, I thought it was beautifully penned. The wonderful thoughts were expressed, you know, throughout the piece. Fabulous imagery. I shouldn't say that, I guess, but it was fabulous imagery. I thought that each one of the stanzas was wonderful. Very well set throughout. I like this one stanza. I like all the stanzas, but this one here. I want to crawl inside you and stay there forever. Read your moan verses as fingers explore. Extract your juices with my probing tongue. Draw maps on you with dissecting hands. Thirst to ingest all your lusting moans. Write a live poem of the ardent ache. It's just wonderfully done. So excellent job, Robert, and thank you so much for sharing that with us tonight. It was a great addition to the show.
Great comment, Phil. Thank you. Okay, so I'm going to post the next poem here. This was by Blue Leader One, and it's called Let My Love Open the Door. Crimson lips, ruby lips, but soft. Carmine lips, ever so slightly parted, twisted into a pretty sneer. So very, very pretty. The ingenue, I knew. Fatal, or is that fatal? Damn, I tried, I endeavored, I begged, I groveled. It was not pretty. I knocked on the door, but did she notice? I noticed. Hips, subtle but definite, swaying and fascinating. Also small bumps, or is that protrusions? Small mounds, out of bounds. Damn, what did Einstein say about gravity? It bends space and time. Well, my mind is bent. What is her game? What is her name? What can I say? I dream of angels. Every night, every sound, every feeling is inescapable. I'm crossing into the event horizon. My delight is dancing in a descending spiral. The stars shine to her. Her spark is my salvation. My love, open the door. And I really enjoyed that. You know, it has a fantastic cadence to it, and you can feel his desire and his passion emanating through the words. So just a brilliant take on the prompt. What did you think, Weaver?
Oh, yes. I liked it. I liked it a lot. I liked the first stanza. Crimson lips, ruby lips, but soft carmine lips, ever so slightly parted, twisted into a pretty sneer, so very, very pretty. The ingenue I knew. I thought that was a lovely start to it. And yes, and he went on and it got more and more interesting and very sexy. So it was beautifully written. I like I'm crossing into the event horizon. My delight is dancing in a descending spiral. The stars shine to her. Her dark is my salvation. My love, open the door. Yes. Very well done, and a lovely story told as well. So thank you for sharing.
Great comment, Weaver. Thank you. And Phil, what did you think?
Well, you know, I thought it was a great write. It was well written and nicely penned. I picked the first stanza to go with here. Crimson lips, ruby lips, but soft. Carmine lips, ever so slightly parted, twisted into a pretty sneer. So very, very pretty. The engineer, I knew. I thought that was a great way to lead into this whole piece. And, of course, the whole time all I can hear in my head is, let my love open the door. The song.
Yeah,
just
exactly.
Kept, you know, repeating in my mind, and I'm going, okay, Gene, you got to shake that off. You got to shake that off.
Yeah.
And by the way, Weaver, that was Pina Colada song is what the title of the piece was. I was talking about for you. So funny.
Right.
But it was a very well written piece. I noticed hips, subtle but definite, swayed and fascinating. Also small bumps, or is there protrusions? Small mounds out of bounds. Damn, what did Einstein say about gravity? you know, it just, it's a clever piece, and there's a lot going on there. And I, of course, like the way it came to the end here. You know, her dark is my salvation. My love, open the door. So wonderful job there. And thank you for sharing with us the Leader One.
Great comment, Bill. Thank you. All right, Weaver, I have the next poem up, if you wouldn't mind. This is from our open poetry, I believe.
Okay, no problem. Thank you. Dirty Pillow Talk by Jenny Hunt 2017. Okay, hopefully I don't stumble. Pillow talk is my favorite kind of talk. Oh, let me start that again. Always happens in the first few words. Okay. Pillow talk is my favorite kind of talk to have with you. I lose all sense of control when you unlock my hidden soul with your tender, loving words. You leave me wanting more. How you talk dirty to me. Give it to me, yes. Give me your sensual voice. Tease me, please me with your words alone. Just you and I staring into each other's eyes, letting our imagination run wild. It's only just begun. Your sexy brilliance unleashes something in me. Your admiration penetrates my mind. You inspire passion's flame deep in my passionate soul. Don't stop. Never stop undressing my mind with your sensually intellectual words. End poem.
Wonderful read, Weaver. And I liked it. You know, pillow talk is my favorite kind of talk to have with you. I lose all sense of control when you unlock my hidden soul with your tender, loving words. And then, you know, she carries that right through to the end. Your admiration penetrates my mind. You inspire passion's flame deep in my passionless soul. Don't stop. Never stop undressing my mind with your sensually intellectual words. So, yeah, I thought you captured the prompt quite wonderfully. What did you think, Bill?
Oh, my goodness. Which stanza do I want to even, like, talk about? I thought the whole thing was wonderful. It was just well said. And, you know, I enjoyed the intro stanza as well. How could you not? I mean, it just takes you where she wants you to. She's walking you down this path. And I think she did a wonderful job here. You leave me wanting more. How you talk dirty to me. Give it to me. Yes, give me your sensual voice. Tease me. Please me with your words alone. Just you and I staring into each other's eyes, letting our imaginations run wild. It's only just begun. Your sexy brilliance unleashes something in me. Just wonderfully written. And I think there was some, yeah, it was smooth. It was really smooth and well done. And, you know, she didn't, yeah, she took it exactly where it needed to go. I think she said a lot without, like, crossing over any lines, and I think that's a wonderful thing. So we all know how I am. I'm a little, you know, crazy. But
yeah.
It was wonderful, Denny, and thanks for sharing.
Great comment, Phil. Thank you. And Weaver, you read it. What did you think?
Oh, yes, it was wonderful to read. And I think Jenny has actually fulfilled the prompt to perfection. This is about turning somebody on, making somebody feel sexy and wanted without touching, which I think, you know, she's covered beautifully. Everything is there. And I like the penultimate verse was my favorite. Just you and I staring into each other's eyes, letting our imaginations run wild. It's only just begun. Your sexy brilliance unleashes something in me. That's lovely. It's the start of a relationship, and it's going brilliantly by the look of it. So thank you so much, Jenny. I really enjoyed that. Very well written. Thank you.
A wonderful comment. Thank you. All righty, Bill. If you wouldn't mind, please, reading the next one.
Sure. Let me figure out where I'm going. A little confusion here, but it's okay. Okay, I'm just going to go like that. That's much simpler. And this is called Distraction by Hope Soul. Face is red with heat. I'm not used to frustration mixed with anger. My tone shifts, pulling off the wings of butterflies, crushed, squish on the ground. I'm upset, I tell him. I know you are, he answers, continuing on with his conversations. Thunder roars through my mind. Strong wind of distaste howls loudly, clouding thoughts. How? Why? What are the reasons that someone would want to toss stones, disturbing a clear pond? He tells me people like to destroy things that are beautiful, to disrupt. I'm upset. I whine. Feeling of vexation has reached a limit to where emotions have the capability. Explode or cry on the brink of choosing. His voice changes lower, deeper, with more care, concern. He repeats, I know you are. Do you need a distraction? Whimpering out a sound, yes. Turning me around, cummy calls dropping away. Thorns, accusations, demands from strangers. He gives me what I need. A distraction in the worst, most beautiful way. Cries of begging, pleading for more. Release, release, release. He is no longer baby. The affectionate words I call him. Querido, mi amor. He's the giver, bringer of pleasure. As I roll, sway, lean back, pull into, hands on my hips, he allows me to take all I can, as long as I can, however much I want. Let me be your distraction, he says. Happily, I receive greedy body. I seize every inch of his distraction. End poem.
Wonderful read, Phil. And I really enjoyed the poem. It really took you along this journey of her emotions, you know, her being put out by the world around her and then him distracting her from all that. And, you know, how wonderfully distractive that is that, you know, she can happily receive greedily body I seize every inch of his distraction. And I think we all know what that means. So wonderful, right? And I like the alliteration in the whole, right? It was just a wonderful, wonderful job, Hope. And a
what
beautiful read, Phil.
What do you mean, Gray? What are you talking about?
Yes.
Yeah, come on.
Explain.
You can be blessed over here, Phil.
I love it. So funny.
Oh, my God. I love this quote. I do.
What did you think, Weaver?
I thought, first of all, I love the way it was written, in as much as, you know, you get these line. It could be, it's lovely if the words are wonderful, but if they're not that great, you're kind of just reminded of a box, line after line after line. Well, this is just lovely. It shifts and it moves. And as I said before, I tend to scan line sentences. I tend to scan them if they're like that. But when you've got kind of movement and change of place, and, you know, it makes you concentrate on the words themselves. You can't just scan it. So I thought that was beautifully done. And I love the fact of how intensely sexy it became. I mean, it was lovely. You know, I'm fed up with all this going on. I don't like the pulling off butterflies' wings and people upsetting people just for fun. I could understand all that, but then we got to the distraction. Okay, I want to be distracted, please. Oh, yeah. I thought it was so good. I just love the fact that it got that. We got to hear, we got to know what was happening just by those few words. It was just so well done. A distraction in the worst, most beautiful way. Cries of begging, pleading for more. Yes, I like that. Very well done. So thank you so much for sharing that. I'm glad I got to see it and hear it and enjoy it.
Absolutely.
Wonderful comment. Thank you. And Phil, what did you think?
I really liked this poem. I thought it was an excellent piece by Hope, and nothing like a bit of wonderful distraction. You know, sometimes that is like that's just the way that you can just clear the chalkboard and life starts all over again. Because, you know, depending on the distraction, I mean, you can just forget about all the troubles. You know, that's what I'll say. But I like these lines here. He gives me what I need, a distraction in the worst, most beautiful way. Cries of begging, pleading for more, release, release, release. He is no longer baby, the affectionate words I call him. Querido, mi amor. He's the giver, bringer of pleasure. I just thought it was very well done. I really did. So, and it was a nice read. really was. So thank you, Hope. Great addition. You know, well done.
Excellent comment, Bill. Thank you. And I'm going to check the phone lines here real quick. Okay, so it's just us three. All right. Here we go. So this is Seduced to Satiety by Brio 2. With words you do, fill my heart unfed, fill my unfed, hold on, let me restart this. With words you do, but fill my unfed carnal appetite. Your deep burst voice stirs up the blood like waves oscillating with the tide. The luster of your lustful eyes ignites me in a fervid spark. Your brilliant talk echoes in my surrounding, in sync with the call of the morning lark. Shivers through my skin rage as fancies draw your image. My skin sweats as if caught in a savage inferno on a rampage. Like a sugar cubes in an aquifer, dissolve me into your entity. My mind, trapped in an inescapable whirlpool, is sure to get seduced to satiety and foam. And I liked it. You know, it had a great flow to it. It was very visceral, you know. With words you do, but fill my unfed carnal appetite. Your deep voice stirs up the blood like waves oscillating with tide. So that's just a wonderful write, Brio 2. Thank you for sharing. And Weaver, what did you think?
Oh, that was a great read, by the way. It's excellent. Yes, I thought this was, again, we have the same thing. We have this ability to talk, and talking is all that's needed if you want to bring somebody to you and allow them to imagine what can happen. But yes, I think it was very well done. The luster of your lustful eyes ignites in me a fervid spark. Your brilliant talk echoes in my surrounding, in sync with the call of the morning lark. Very, very sweet, as well as being sexy. Yes, so like a sugar cube, I like that. Like a sugar, dissolve me into your entity. Yes, I thought that was absolutely lovely. So thank you so much for sharing, Brio 2.
Great comment, Weaver. Thank you. And Phil, what are your thoughts?
Well, you know, I like this piece as well. And I think Weaver, I think you're right about that. There's a certain softness at the beginning that kind of gets a little deeper as you go further down. So you kind of, it builds a bit. And I thought it was really nicely penned. So I picked this stanza here. I think there was a few that I really liked, though. The luster of your lustful eyes ignites in me a fervid spark. Your brilliant talk echoes in my surrounding, in sync with the call of the morning lark. I like that stanza. I thought that it showed your brilliant talk echoes in my surrounding. I think that kind of nodded to the prompt, or the prompt, I should say. And I think that the stanza after that was, again, well done. But then we move into a savage inferno. So it's kind of, you know, I like the way it was done. So thank you so much for sharing, Brio. And, you know, hope to see more of your work in the future. Well done.
Absolutely. Wonderful comment, Phil. All right. So I have the next poem up. This is by Me Bella, and it's called Desideratum. And oh, she has a SoundCloud, but I will play this.
Desideratum by Me Bella. Twilight, you are the pursuers of Mysterioso and my story. Mi Sanctuaria, my delinquent confessions in the wake of dawn. I have told you in my bated breath that my head is a dangerous den, and have warned you how sometimes my first select force inadequate from the insecurities I have allowed to flow from my tarnished skin. But You were squeezed by the vastness of my ink mouth. My pen has eternized your name. My, your lips have moistened the gaping bodies of this poesy. Indelible utterance trailed the curves of its flesh, which I have learned to trace the paws of your craving from the hungry tip of your pen to the salivating crevices of my papyrus. Your tongue locked in between my book, licking its trimming of my lips, till our scribbles licentiously formed into a faint cacography, leaving us to our blank pages, panting. Una vez, dos veces, se me antoja tu boca. Tres veces, se me antoja por tus. And you are sold to my flawed symbols, to my face that woolly positions, to my unpredictable verses. I hunger for twilight, to encapsulate my fingertips in its unjudging lips. Voy a soñar contigo.
Beautiful read. And I really like the poem, you know. It captures the mental connection between two people and the love that they share within their lines. You were ensconced by the vastness of my ink. Now my pen has eternalized your name. Mine. Your lips have moistened the gaping bodies of this poesy. Indelible utterance trailed the curve of his flesh, which I have learned to trace the parts of your craving from the hungry tip of your pen to the salivating crevices of mine, papyrus. Just a beautiful poem. And that said, hi, Weaver, what did you think?
Just to let you know that Lu Yu is with us on the board. I thought this was very well read, very well written. I enjoyed it. I think I would have to listen to it again to really understand. So I'm admitting that I'm a moron, so please don't laugh at me. But I thought it was beautifully written, and I did enjoy hearing it. So thank you so much for that.
Great comment. Thank you, Weaver. And Phil, what did you think?
Well, first of all, hello, Lu Yu. I hope you're having a good day.
Hi, Phil!
Don't tell us
that's a surprise! You're on the night that we're all breathing heavily? Woo!
Yeah.
I figured it was good practice for me, you know?
Okay, well, I'm ready to listen.
But now for Mibella's poem. I thought this was fabulous, just really fabulous. I loved her first line right there, well, first two lines. You are the precioso misterioso in my story. You are the precious mystery in my story, my sanctuary. I think that was just a beautiful way to start this off. And her lines are just incredible all the way through. And I really think that she nailed the prompt, and she did it so eloquently. I'm not exactly sure. I kept looking at it going, oh, but I like that. Oh, no, but I like that. I know. So then I just kind of said, well, you know, I'm not going to pick one, but I picked them all. I just can't copy and paste them all into my comment, and I'm not going to read the whole thing again. But it was beautiful. I've learned to trace the parts of your craving from the hungry tip of your pen to the salivating crevices of mine. papyrus, your tongue locked in between my books, licking each trimming of my leaves. Wow. I mean, just, it's fabulous. It's really fabulous. So wonderful job, Mibella, and thanks for sharing with us all. It was a wonderful thing to hear tonight. Absolutely. Great piece, and I hope to hear more of your work again. It's been a while.
Great comment. Thank you, Phil. And Lee, what did you think of the poem? And welcome to the show.
Thank you. I didn't get to hear all of it, so I kind of had to speed read. But, you know, Mibella has always been one of my favorite poetesses. I have missed seeing her write for our artist Sensuality, and I fell in love with these stanzas. I have learned to trace the parts of your craving from the hungry tip of your pen. Ooh, I like that. To the salivating crevices of my papyrus, your tongue locked in between my books, licking each trimming of my knees. Ooh, that was just beautiful and deeply erotic.
Amazing comment, Lee. Mm-hmm. And I have the next poem up, if you wouldn't mind giving that a read, please, Lee.
Okay. All right. The Language of Love by Liquid Mind Forever. Come, shower me in pink velvet petals of kindness, tighten satin wetness as you moisten down, glistening lips with an all-consuming isness, clapboard splattered license, offensive white noise sound. Come release rotund roundness, propound paternal maternal essence between lithographic sun and serigraphed diadem crown. Confiscate my face within your eyes, alight with fertile presence. Surround vision and mind's exponential pie. Seek the unknown. Come, succumb wearing nothing but a sheer gossamer smile. Shocks of honeyed wheat to greet my feet as we giggle. Light embrace of lace silence. Sacrosanct, unsoiled camisole. Meanwhile, purity's child. Profanity transcends pantomime's treacle. With Solomon's prophet, let us renounce coffers, announce wisdom's paradise. Shangri-La and the Hala conferred within the misty, once thinking twice. End poem.
Beautiful read, Lee. And, I mean, you can really see her intellect thank you in this, right? I mean, it's intellectual, but it's also sensual at the same time, which is a wonderful thing. You know, she captured the prompt quite beautifully. And I thought it was well written throughout, you know. Come, wearing nothing but a sheer gossamer smile, with shocks of honey wheat to greet my feet as we giggle. Tight embrace of laced silence. Sacrosanct, unsoiled camisole. Meanwhile, purity's child, profundity transcends pantomime's treacle. Yeah, just a fantastic write. What did you think, Weaver? Hello, Weaver.
Unmute. Oh, no.
I'm going to check the studio here. Oh, she's here. But
well,
she might be drinking
some water.
Phil, what did you think?
Wow. This is a wonderful poem by Liquid Mind Forever. It's much shorter than the ones I'm used to seeing from her. But I think that she did a fabulous job. A wonderful imagery and just so well... expressed. Come, succumb, wearing nothing but a sheer gossamer smile. shocks of honeyed wheat to greet my feet as we give tight embrace of lace silence, sacrosanct, unsoiled chemisole. Meanwhile, purity's child, profundity, transcends pantomime sprinkle. The Solomon's prophet let us renounce coffers, announce wisdom's paradise, Shangri-La and Valhalla, conferred without indemnity, once thinking twice. Beautifully, beautifully written. You know, liquid mind forever. She can write. God bless her. She can write. And she always has somewhat profound to share with us. So I love that. Wonderful job. And thanks for sharing, Deborah. Appreciate that.
Wonderful comment, Phil. Thank you. And Lou, what did you think of the poem that you read?
I've always loved Liquid Mind Forever, sensual poems. She has such a talent, and I really could see that in her second stanza where she said, come release, rotund, run this, propound, turn that material essence between lithographic sun and serigraph titan crown. Confiscate my face with your eyes alight with fertile presence. Surround vision and mind's exponential pie, seek the unknown. And I really and love that, you know, where you're getting to know your lover and you don't know what you're going to learn or what they're going to teach you or what you can teach them. And, you know, I love that line where, you know, she said, confiscate my face with your eyes alight with fertile presence. I just thought that was absolutely gorgeous.
Wonderful comment, Lou. Thank you. And Weaver, are you back? Oh, she says she'll be right back. All right. Okay, so I'm going to go do some carryovers from my last Art of Seduction show, which is based on a quote that says, based on a quote that says, the art of seduction is knowing what you really want and giving it to her in a way that takes her breath away. And that quote is by ilovemylsi.com. So that's what these poems are based on now. Welcome back, Weaver.
Thank you.
Nice to have
you. Did you get a chance to hear Lou read Liquid Mind Forever's poem?
No, I'm sorry, I didn't. I was away from my microphone and things. But I'm back.
Okay, thank you. All right, I'm going to post the next poem here. And this is called Slow Dance by Stan Holliday. During this morning's wake-up kiss, a light brushing of our lips, an early hint of coming bliss, we played with just our fingertips. Reluctantly, we have to part as demands of work intrude on passion's unobtrusive start, a beginning to a romantic mood. Thinking of you all through the day, midday call to say I love you. Your husky voice gives you away, can hardly wait till work day is through. You meet my sweaty self at the door with a smile and an iced tea. We both can tell what's soon in store. I'm too dirty. Don't hug me. You set table while I take a shower. I waste no time in getting through a slow buildup of two passions' power. The dress sure does look good on you. Wine, coolers, and candlelight, the perfume that I bought for you. With air we had was cooked just right. Can't wait to get my hands on you. We throw the dishes in the sink and turn to taste each other's lips. Heat slowly rises to the brink. I trace the outline of your hips. Then follow you on down the hall. Uninterrupted kiss and a close hug. Clothes scatter like leaves in the fall. A laugh at stumbling on the rug. We finally collapse on the bed. Which is arm and which is leg? Fervent as the night we wed. Make love to me, you beg. No fumbling like in the younger years. We know each other like a book and how to shift each other's gears. You repose, I pause and look. We've waited for this the whole day. and waltz through our own slow dance. Now begins the real foreplay, to show each other true romance. Our fingers explore every place, not only obvious spots, panting as both pulses race, sweat as we both get hot. Your full breast so soft and round, my manhood is more than ready, lips and lipstick everywhere found, voices growing coarse, unsteady. Both our mouths find partner center, but careful not for too long. You whisper that it's time to enter, while I am prepared to go along. At last, we start that ancient dance, reserved for those in love. A hot, slick, happy circumstance. Me below, you up above. You stutter through your first climax. I slow, and then we change positions. With rhyme, you relax. With easy rhythm, you relax. I build you toward your next fruition. It doesn't take but just a bit until we both tense and moan and peak. We both now hit. This time, you are not alone. I gently collapse in your arms. Our sweat and whisper both now mingle. As I admire your sweet, warm charms, I begin again to feel a tingle. And poem. Wow, that was a wonderful telling of a coupling of a married couple and their day and their longing for each other throughout that day. And then, you know, making their way through the everyday, took showering and eating until finally they can join together and, you know, enjoy their climax to fruition. So I thought it was just wonderful. And then I really enjoyed, I gently collapse in your arms, our sweat and whisper both now mingle. As I admire your sweet, warm charms, and I begin again to feel a tingle. So just a wonderful, right? What did you think, Weaver?
Oh, yes, it's, I mean, a fabulous title to begin with. Slow Dance, that's just a lovely thing. And it starts off beautifully. But I like the first couple of stanzas just really set for me the tone of what was going to come. During this morning's wake-up kiss, a light brushing of our lips, an early hint of coming bliss. We played with just our fingertips. Reluctantly, we have to part as demands of work intrude. On passion's unobtrusive start, a beginning to romantic mood. But yes, it does. It just really starts off the day and all through the day. And they speak to each other on the phone and then all of this going through the meal and whatever it was, he didn't really care. It was cooked well. That's all he wanted to know. And then through the dishes in the sink and off they went. I thought it was beautifully written. I thought it was very tender, obviously very sensual, but incredibly sweet as well, and you know, true romance, and that's a lovely thing. So I enjoyed it very much. Thank you so much for sharing that amazing night.
Great comment, thank you, Weaver. And Phil, what are your thoughts?
Well, I have to say I like this piece, and it's funny, it stayed in my mind because I remember this from the first time I heard of it, which was in 2019. So the story definitely stood out to me. And I thought it was a tale well told. Wonderful story poems. It was steamy. It had its steamy moments. But I love the transition of the poem after they were done eating and the dishes hit the sink. You know, those two stanzas there. They throw the dishes in the sink and turn to taste each other's lips. He slowly rises to the brink. I trace the outline of your hips. And follow you on down the hall, uninterrupted kiss and a close hug. Close scatter like the leaves in fall, a laugh at stumbling on the rug. I just thought that was a great place where everything just went from the dishes and dinner and the table and all that into really into the rest of the story. And I thought it was a clever place a clever way to do that. So well done and thank you so much. Appreciate it. Positively. Stan, that was a great
write. Great comment, Phil. Thank you. Lou, what did you think?
You know, I really love this poem. I have read it before also. But, you know, this time, you know, it's the life and a day of a couple who have kept that fire stoked in their relationship. You know, waking up to that morning kiss and of course, you know, he says he has to go to work, but he says thinking of you all throughout the day, midday call to say that I love you. Your husky voice gives you way, can hardly wait till work is through. When you tell those sweet nothings through the day and you wait for that person to come home, and of course, you know, they eat dinner and everything, but I also like the stanza that feels like then follow you down the hall, interrupted kiss and a close call, close scattered like the leaves and fall, a laugh at stumbling on the rug. You know, it's just the simple everyday life that has this fire that is still burning and it's still lit for both partners, that the way they feel towards each other.
Beautiful comment, Lou. Thank you. Okay, Weaver, I have the next poem up, if you wouldn't mind, please.
You caught me mid-sip of my orange juice. Oh, here we are. Whoop. I didn't spill it down my front. I just had my name, and I went, oh, my goodness. All right, okay, I'm ready. I'm here now. Real Chocolate by K.F. Touch my heart. Fill it with true roses of love. Seduce me in the morning. Oh, sorry. Seduce me in the morning light. Coffee with little sugar makes me warm within. Undress me with your eyes. I can feel every motion without a touch. Your eyes lead the way, shiver through me, knowing the love flow from your veins to fulfill mine. Kiss my lips, slow, subtle way, time to entwine in every way. True love takes patience, time, seduction, a dessert, real chocolate. End poem.
Beautifully read, Weaver. And I enjoyed the poem. You know, it takes you through her day, you know, of wanting his touch and his kiss and his eyes. You know, she can feel the love emanating through his eyes and through his veins. And then I really enjoyed the penultimate stanza. True love takes patience, time, seduction, a dessert, real chocolate. It's fantastic, right? And what did you think, Bill?
You know, I like this piece. I love the simplicity of the piece. You know, touch my heart, fill it with true roses of love. Seduce me in the morning. Light coffee with little sugar makes me warm within. There's the small things. There's wonderful little things in life that can just spark the emotions inside of you sometimes. Just to have someone care and take care of you in some ways, small ways. Doesn't have to be huge. You know, undress me with your eyes. I can feel every motion without a touch. You know, it's the progression of love, you know, and I think it's just beautifully written. So I'm going to shut up before I start talking to you. She knows that. We all know.
Okay, comment, Bill. And Louie, what did you think?
You know, this was a lovely poem by Cassia. I loved her imagery, same, you know, point that Jill brought out. You know, seduce me in the morning light. Coffee with a little sugar makes me warm within. You know, and there's just that something when somebody, you know, makes you breakfast and a cup of coffee, and especially after they kiss you with a cup of coffee, your lips are still hot, warm, and milky. You know, so I really love that stanza. And then she says, kiss my lips, slow, subtle way, time to entwine in every way. You know, that slow kiss that's just, you know, taking the time to feel and taste. You know, I thought that was another lovely stanza. So this was a good poem. Enjoyable.
Absolutely. Great comment, Lou. Thank you. Actually, I'm going to post your poem, Lou, if you wouldn't mind reading that for us, please.
Okay. Sorry I missed your contest, but you know how that goes. Did you put it mine or Ben's?
I got yours up now.
Do you want me to? Okay.
I want you to read yours, please.
Okay.
I don't know.
And dress. My bright eyes.
in lyrical expressions. I kind of behaved. I was a good girl. Okay, here we go.
Heat of moist lips and dresses languid thoughts, filling calloused skilled hands, tangle in silver shades of black olive strands. Wordsmith, tracing moonlit fingertips, poetry tied starlit braids, long blue turquoise, vermilion coral dangle earrings, strands softly stroke freckled jawline, crimson lips flame slightly part, wording presses my naked contours, lashes watch wispy clouds, smoked ring verses impassioned letters, fingers dipped in a crystal glass of intoxicating whiskey, stroking pursed lips, shadowed musk scents lay across lace glittering iridescent satin moonbeam, breast rise, hardened with each moan formation of your articulate lines, voice sensual suggestions, unravel each exhale, death searing, nurture my psyche, heartbeats travel miles, drumbeats linger behind night's clouds layered planets, swallowing verbal compositions, untying my black lace bonnet, hand slide as I spread open temple door in poem.
Ooh, that was steamy. Burning up poem out for you.
I behaved. Kind
yeah,
of.
Yeah, just slightly. Just slightly.
Just kind
I don't know
of.
About that end of
uh-huh.
But no, your lyricism is great. You know, you really have a wonderful flow to this, right? And, you know, your imagery is untouchable, you know. Lashes, watch, wispy clouds, smoke ring, verses, impassioned letters, fingers dipped in crystal glass of intoxicating whiskey, stroking pursed lips. And, you know, your metaphor is great, as well as your alliteration. So just a beautiful job, Lee. Thank you for sharing that fantastic
Thank
write.
Thank you. Thank you.
Weaver, what did you think?
Wow, that was cool. Or maybe that was hot. Maybe not cool, hot. I thought it was wonderful. I just loved the way it's so smooth. It just moved through all the different feelings. I even love the vermilion coral dangle earrings. It's just every little detail that makes the difference and between a hurried piece of poetry and one that you know has taken time and thought. I just thought it was beautiful. I particularly, lashes watch wispy clouds, smoke ring verses impassioned letters, fingers dipped in a crystal glass of intoxicating whiskey, stroking pursed lips. That just so beautiful, so lovely. And then we have musk scents. Oh, I do love this. I do love the musky smells. There's something so wonderful about them. Mm-hmm. So, yes, I thought it was absolutely beautiful. And I enjoyed your read. Your read was impeccable. And how about this untying my black lace bonnet stuff going on? That sneaked up on me a bit.
Well, the naughty just seems to come out even when I try not to.
Yes, I was waiting for it. I was happy to see it.
Weaver, honey, I saw that coming a mile away the minute I saw that image. I knew that was what happened. That's
of
how
course.
I knew.
Oh, of course. You see, I'm so naive. Look, you're talking to the... You're talking to the girl who managed to resist killing somebody tonight, so, you know, I'm pretty naive. It was beautiful.
I know how
Thank you
think sometimes.
Yes, you do. You really
after
do.
After 7 years, I've got this down. I
Oh, dear.
I I'm just teasing. I loved it. I loved it. So,
thank you.
I didn't mean to cut in there, Weaver. I'm sorry. If you weren't finished with the comment, I just set up.
You talk anytime you want. I love hearing you. You know that. You always make me smile, thankfully. But it can be quite a lonely life. So this is fun. Yes. Thank you. I loved it. I loved the whiskey, stroking purse lips. Fabulous. Thank you for sharing
that. Thank you. Thank you, Katie.
That's all right, darling.
Thank you, Weaver. And Bill, what are your thoughts?
Oh, my gosh. Where do I begin with this? Where do I begin with this? You know, I like the first lines, the heat of moist lips undresses languid thoughts, feeling callous, skilled hands tangle in silvered shades of black olive strands. Lovely, lovely, lovely intro stanza there. And then you get into the wordsmith. Ah, tracing moonlit fingertips. Yeah, Lou, uh-huh. And I knew it was going to go from there. I know we were going from there. what is this one? Strands softly stroke freckled jawlines. Crimson lips flames slightly part. Wording presses my naked contours. Yep. I mean, this is truly a progression here. And I loved each one of these stanzas. But then I get down here to the bottom, and I'm like, okay. You know, I kind of sort it where I want to put this out because, you know, I could read the last three stanzas and go, But each bone's formation of your articulate lines, voice sensual suggestions, unravel each exhale, depth searing, nurture my psyche, heartbeats travel miles, drum beats linger behind. Night's clouds layer silence, swallowing verbal compositions, untying my black lace bodice, hands slide as I spread, open temple doors. Can't imagine what you mean by that, Miss Louie.
I love it.
You didn't miss a beat with any of this, so I have to say that. Wonderful job. Hot. Nope, Frank's not here. Pam's not here. Muy caliente. Yes.
Yeah.
Thank you. Yeah, it was a fantastic quote. You just never know where it's going to go when you start writing.
It's great.
He put up the quote. What can I say?
Absolutely.
Yeah, it's my fault.
And I have to say, I'm with Weaver. I like the whiskey, the fingers dipped in a crystal glass of intoxicating whiskey, stroking first. But now we know how it all started. Wonderful.
Would you like to say anything about your poem, Louise?
Just that it was a fantastic quote to be inspired by because, you know, it does say, undress me with your words, resurrect my passion with your soul, seduce me with your brilliance, for it is your acuity I wish to devour, and your mind I long to penetrate. And you know I like that word, so. That's where it went.
Excellent comment. Thank you, Lee. And, yeah, you know, you did a fantastic job of your read and your write, Lee. Thank you for sharing. Okay, so we've got one more here. This is by Ben Hart, and it's called In Love Undone. I look away, evade the search you're conducting for meaning in the eyes of the unexpected, because I don't want to fall in love again, come up short with arms wide open. So I waste the heartbreak on a daydream that you won't think of leaving. I already lost a friend, and I'm still grieving. I look for you, the image caught dancing on my kitchen cabinets, the absence of inhibition that I enjoy on display. You are the only haunted mind that doesn't bitter me, almost proud of standing out like some outcast queen, discontent with perfection, the opposite to my coward king, always trying to fit in with the living. I see you in the midst of my worst nightmare, the only unblemished thing in the eyes of Jupiter, stained and storm-worn, playing around with the scar left by the ring he tried to keep you in, back to being broken in a blink, but still unafraid to fall in love again. Hello, from the opposite sides of the same barren sea, where the land came from our own two hands. How I long to be moored at the quiet side of your blue mind and sail into the unspoken storm your eyes betray. A white rose beaten into being, struck into existence on the burning anvil of an anxious youth. I cannot tell you the truth, because I don't know if what I deem is good, that what I deem is divine, is in fact holy or hollow. All I know is that you can ruin me every time you beckon. Your auburn eyes become a beacon, and I remember that I'm supposed to be feeling just for a second in poem. You know, when we're lost and we find ourselves in the eyes of our lover, that's a beautiful thing. So an excellent write, and thank you for sharing, Ben. Weaver, what did you think?
Again, another lovely, intense piece of poetry. So interesting. I really enjoyed, I've lost the one I really enjoyed. How annoying is that? I'll be with you in a moment. Oh, yes, I got it. I look for you, the image caught dancing on my kitchen cabinets, the absence of inhibition that I envy on display. You are the only haunted mind that doesn't bitter me, almost proud of standing out like some outcast queen, discontent with perfection, the opposite to my coward king, always trying to fit in with the living. Well, you can imagine that would be an interesting relationship when you have one who doesn't want to shake the boat, stir the boat, wave whatever it is about the boat, doesn't want to cause trouble, and you have someone else who has no inhibitions and really enjoys being the center of attention. So that's that juxtaposition can be difficult. But it looks as though she's still the one that he fancies, which is wonderful. Your open eyes become a beacon, and I remember that I'm supposed to be feeling just for a second. Yes, I thought it was a very clever, very interesting piece of poetry. So thank you, Ben. I really enjoyed it.
Thank you, Weaver. Excellent comment. And Phil, what did you think?
This is a strong piece. There's a lot to this. The image that he wrote or used on this piece, he has done himself. And I think that that is kind of incredible. Nice work. I'm looking, I cannot tell you the truth, because if I don't know if what I deem love is good, that what I deem divine is in fact holy or hollow. All I know is that you ruin me every time you beckon. Your auburn eyes become a beacon, and I remember that I'm supposed to be feeling just for a second. There's a lot going on in this, and it's, someone that seems afraid to love again, based on prior experiences. God, I think we can all relate to that. I think we can. And I think that it's just a well-written piece. Everything was well expressed. I like the way he broke it up. And, I look away. I look for you. I see you. Hello. And I cannot tell you the truth. I think that those first lines of each stanza are taking us on a trip, a journey, an adventure, down a path. I mean, they really are. And it's leading us into the thoughts behind the feelings here. And I think it was very well written. And thank you, Ben, for sharing with us tonight. I wish I could have been a little more articulate, but it's a wonderful piece.
Wonderful comment, Bill. Thank you. And Lou, what did you think?
I really enjoy Ben's poetry because it's very emotive. And being somebody, I like to read poetry that makes me feel. And then, this makes me feel such a deep sadness. He's in a state of grieving. He doesn't want to love again. But, when you think of somebody that you wish you could talk to when you feel like this and find that you really can't speak to them, because when you do, you're going to get hurt, especially if they pull you back in and then they just push you away. And that is so, so hard to deal with, you know, because, you know, he talks about that I cannot tell you the truth, you know, like Phil was bringing out, because all I know is that you ruin me every time you beckon. Your auburn eyes become a beacon, you know, where this person keeps hurting you and you don't want to talk to them, but yet somehow the problems that they have, you do feel some apathy for them. And, you know, that feeling of love is caring for this person at one time, even though it really hasn't gone away. You want to keep helping them, but, you know, there comes a point in time where you realize that no amount of being involved with them is ever going to make you happy, because they will keep hurting you. And, you know, if this is true, and, you know, I'm so sorry that Ben is going through this. Hugs, Ben.
Beautiful comment, Leah. Thank you for sharing. All right, ladies, thank you for calling in tonight, sharing your hearts, your minds, your voices, and most especially your time. Much love, everybody.
Good night, everybody.
Good night.
Love you guys.
Good night. Good night, Weaver.
Good night, everybody.
Good night, Phil. Good night, Weaver. Good night, Gray.
Good night, Louise.
Good night, Phil.